Open the windows of heaven and pour out upon us a blessing that there's not room enough to receive. And we see the heavens open when Stephen was martyred and stoned to death in the book of Acts. We see the heavens open when Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist in the River Jordan. The heavens opened and they heard the voice of the Father and the Holy Spirit descended upon him. We understand Jacob's ladder. Pastor Judy talked about that a few Sunday nights ago, amen, about our prayer that a ladder came out of heaven and angels descended and ascended. And there are a lot of other places in the Bible where it talks about the open heaven, even the book of Revelation. But there is a difference, and we have to understand this. What opens heaven? Well, the Holy Ghost shared with me that the heavens were literally opened dispensationally when the veil was rent in the temple. The blood of Jesus opened the heavens. And for us as Christians waiting for an open heaven, Lord, just open the heaven. Just open the heaven. Oh, you know, and I grew up, again, in a church that you know, they would test, oh, the heavens is as brass. The heavens are closed. And all the, and I understand there's principalities and powers over areas. Amen? But see, we have the Holy Ghost. Heaven was opened on the day of Pentecost, and the Spirit of God descended, and he hasn't left. He hasn't left. And those of us that are baptized with the Holy Spirit, we have a hotline to heaven. Amen. So you can say we, by expectancy and our faith, can walk under an open heaven. But if our thinking is wrong, all right? Amen. We should be walking around drunk all the time. Because we have an open heaven. Let's look at this. Amen. And these was the last words to the disciples. It says, "And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father." We don't have to wait anymore. They did the waiting for us. "Which he said, you have heard from me, for John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." And it goes on to say in verse 8, "But you shall receive power, dunamis, when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." Hey, listen, you need to be thankful for the anointing that we have in our church. We visited a church out in Anaheim last week. I don't even remember the name of it, but... what was it? Influence Church, okay. And they had the lights, you know, almost the feeling, it was kind of the same, great message from the pastor. The worship team had written songs and had made videos or, you know, DVDs and stuff like that. So, you know, they had everything going for them. But Pastor Judy and I, we walked in there, recognized there's no anointing. There's no presence. Hallelujah. You need to be thankful, man, when our worship team gets up there, there is an anointing. We have the presence of God in this church. Hallelujah. So there are differences. You can have the same mechanics going on. Amen? You can have good teaching going on. But where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Hallelujah. So it says, "You shall receive power, dunamis, when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." Amen. And then in Acts chapter 1 and verse 14, it says, "These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers." Now, I want to read this out of the Message Bible. This is so important for us to catch. If we could catch this, I mean, nothing will be, I mean, just the presence of God will just over, just envelop us. Amen? Said, "They agreed they were in this for good." They agreed. The 120 that went into that upper room agreed. If we could come into agreement, hallelujah. that we have an open heaven over this church, that we are anointed, praise God, that we live, we walk, we breathe the presence of God. But Pastor, I don't feel it. Walk as though you do. Walk as though you do. Amen. They agreed that they were in this for good, completely together in prayer. The women included. Also, Jesus' mother, Mary, and his brother. So they were all, in other words, they were saying, okay, there is no turning back. There is no compromise. This is it. Jesus said, you're going to receive power. You're going to receive supernatural ability. There's a difference between ability and supernatural ability. See, your own ability can only get you so far. But when you put the super on the natural, that's what we enjoy in this church. But it's not to the point where it could be. We're just wading the waters. I was thinking about faith. You know, some people say, well, you know, we know faith. We haven't even got our toes wet with faith yet. Mark Hankins is going to go, we're going to call it Faith and Fire Conference. Faith and Fire Conference. So don't let me forget that, okay, guys? Amen. Leadership. Amen. Faith and Fire Conference. We are to live in that. We're to walk in that. Breathe it all the time. Amen. Next month, I teach year one, okay, on the spirit of faith in Bible school. How many of you signed up for year one? Well, I know some of you. Okay, you got a few in here. Amen. We're gonna have fun in that class. Glory to God. But they agreed. No turning back, no compromise. There has to be this is it before this is that. This is that which was prophesied by the prophet. No, there has to be this is it. There's no turning back. We are going to dive into everything that God has for us. We're going to jump into the river. We're not going to wade in the water. Remember the old song? Wade in the water. Wade in the water, children. Wade. We're going to take the dump. We're going to take the plunge. Hallelujah. We're going to go in all the way because the way of the American, the only hope for America is Jesus. We, this church, other churches, we have to be dedicated. We have to dedicate ourselves to walk in the Spirit of God, into the power of God, and in the Word of God like we never have before. So we have to say, this is it, Pastor. This is it. We're going to come tonight. We're going to come and we're going to see God do some great things. We're going to experience the open heaven. But Pastor, wonder if it don't happen. Wondering is wavering. To wonder is to waver. We don't waver. There is an expectation. Every time you come to church, not just a night of worship, but every time you come to church, there's got to be an expectation of the greatness of God, the power of God. We're coming together. And as we come together, Jesus has said, where you are gathered in my name, or two or more are gathered in my name, I am in the midst of them. Amen. Hallelujah. In other words, Jesus is here. The Holy Spirit is here. We're not one of those churches that pushes them out. We say, Holy Spirit, you're welcome in this place. You're welcome to do what you want to do in this place. Amen? And when we get into agreement, praise God. In other words, they were totally, totally devoted to what God's purpose and plan was for their time. Amen? For their generation. And those 120 came down out of that upper room, and they changed the city of Jerusalem. Amen? 3,000 was saved that very first day. It had nothing to do with Peter's ability to preach a good sermon. He'd never preached before, as far as I know. Not in a dynamic way, under the unction of the Holy Ghost, but he stood up and preached, and 3,000 were saved that very first day. And if you read the book of Acts, they were added daily to the church. There was multiplication going on. And that can happen at Living Word. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Okay, well, let's look at just a couple more scriptures. Luke chapter 4, verse 16. Jesus comes on the scene. Remember, There were 400 years between the Old Testament and New Testament, literally 400 years of mankind not hearing from God. Wouldn't that be terrible? Think about that. 400 years. They call it the Dark Ages, where there was no prophetic word. Malachi actually was the last word that was given, the book of Malachi, before Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, before Jesus came on the scene. So 400 years of mankind not hearing from God. And then all of a sudden, John the Baptist comes on the scene, preparing the way of the Lord. Hallelujah. And praise God. It must have been wonderful. Just religion. Just religion. Sadducees, Pharisees, Old Covenant. Just stuff going on. Deadness going on for all of those years. And then all of a sudden, the Son of God appeared. Glory to God. Let's read this in the Message Bible. He came to Nazareth, where he had been reared or raised up. As he always did on the Sabbath, he went to the meeting place. You need to be in church on Sunday. Amen? Jesus was in church. Praise God. When he stood up to read, he was handed the scroll of the prophet Isaiah. This is amazing because God planned this out. You know, the old they had a lot of scrolls, you can think about it. But that particular scroll was meant to be placed in Jesus' hand. The book of Isaiah, powerful. And that was prophetically speaking of the Messiah that was to come. He stood up to read, and he was handed the scroll of the prophet Isaiah. And unrolling the scroll, he found the place where it was written. God's Spirit is on me. He's chosen me to preach the message. Talk about confession. He was confessing the word over himself. Isn't that powerful? Glory to God. God's Spirit is on me. He's chosen me to preach the message of the good news to the poor. He sent me to announce pardon to the prisoners and recovery of the sight to the blind, to set the burdened and battered free, to announce this is God's year to act. And that is the part I want to bring. This is God's time to act. Say this with me. It is God's time to act. Praise God. God wants to act. It's God's time. It's God's time to change our families. It's God's time to heal the sick and see miracles, signs, and wonders. We're not waiting for God to act. He's waiting on us to be expectant for him to act, to believe that we receive it now, to walk in the power and demonstration of God. Amen. Hallelujah. It's not about your goodness or how good you are. We have a job to do. Glory to God. I was listening to a man that was greatly used in the healing ministry. He doesn't claim to have the mantle of John G. Lake or anything like that, but he studied under him and so on and so forth. And he said in the early years, he had seen a lot of results in seeing people healed of cancers and so on. But, you know, there was a time in his life where he thought, I've got to get alone with God. I've got to find God. I've got to seek God. And so he planned sabbatical or whatever. He was going to go to the mountains and just get alone with God, shut everything off. And this was before cell phones, I believe. But shut everything off, and he was going to get alone with God. And the Spirit of God rose up on the inside of him and said, how do you know you're going to find me? He said, you need to be about your master's business. Don't go away and hide from humanity who is suffering. You have an anointing on you. You have a purpose on you. You go out there where the sick are. You go out there and minister my compassion to people. Don't go and seeking me and trying to get super spiritual, because I have told you what to do. I have told you to go into all the world and preach the gospel. Amen? And that's what exactly Jesus is saying. It's God's time to act. He said, I'm going to act. He rolled up the scroll, handed it back to the assistant, and sat down. Hallelujah. And then he begins his ministry. And every one of us has that ministry. Praise God. And you see in the book of Acts, we're not going to read the whole scripture there, but I like the Message Bible. It says that they were in one place together, and without warning, there was a sound like a strong wind, a gale force. No one could tell where it was coming from. It filled the whole building. Then like wildfire, the Holy Spirit spread through their ranks. And I'm saying the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit is going to spread through our ranks and empower us to do what we need to do in these last days. Hallelujah. It's going to be all about God. It's not going to be about you, all right? It's not going to be about me, how good we are or how perfect we are or whatever. God wants to touch humanity right now. And he's anointing you to do it. We think too much of ourselves, our inabilities, our handicaps. And, oh, I'm not good at this. I'm not good at that. Well, God has given you the Holy Spirit to make up the difference. And to put you over. To put you over. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Remember, it's all about God. It's not about you. I want to just read something about the open heaven. And this has been taught, but remember, heaven's open. The idea of open heaven is growing in popularity among Christians today who look for a tangible proof of heaven on earth. Aren't we doing that? Looking for a tangible proof of heaven on earth. And see times of God's presence being poured out over the life of an individual, over a church, over a city, or a nation. Such open heaven times are characterized by revival, outpoured blessings, and manifestations of God's glory and power. Amen? Praise God for that. And so we see that. Praise God. A window in heaven is open, and those under the opening experience miracles, healings, wealth, and other blessings. That is what an open heaven is like. Hallelujah. There was a song written by Miranda Curtis, and it said Open Heaven, the name of it. He details some of it like this. We are under an open heaven where his glory shall be revealed. I like to say where his glory is revealed, not shall be, is revealed. That's being revealed right now. See, faith is now. We talk about, oh God, open your heaven, rend the heavens, so on and so forth. And there's a scripture in the Old Testament like that. Lord, rend the heavens. No, the heavens are open unto us. Glory, isn't that wonderful? Praise God. It says, it goes on to say, where the sin sick and all shall heal. We are under an open heaven. We are under an open heaven where his power shall overflow, where the broken shall be made whole. And it goes on, another writer says, an open heaven is a state where there are no barriers. We like to sing songs about breaking barriers. See, this is what faith has got to be taught, because faith is what breaks the barriers. Receiving the blessings, operating in the grace, the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. We shall reign as kings in life. To me, that sounds like broken barriers. Amen? No barriers between earthly realm and heavenly realm. Jesus said, the kingdom of God is not over there, it's not here, but it's in us. Amen? Isn't that powerful? Praise God. So it's bringing heaven to the earth to touch humanity. The resources is the Holy Spirit, salvation, provision, blessing, miraculous intervention, and angelic help. Angels are among us. The Holy Spirit is in us. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And it's twofold. The Apostle Paul talked about us being the Holy Spirit. Not us being, but the Holy Spirit in us individually. And also the church, corporately, housing the Holy Spirit. So, windows of heaven, you're open. I want you to lift up your hands right now. I want the worship team to come up. Windows of heaven are opened over me. Say this with me. The window of heaven is opened over me. Therefore, I walk in divine health. I walk in supernatural abundance. I walk in supernatural peace. I'm not waiting for God to do something. He already has. The blood of Jesus has been shed. The veil of the temple was rent. Therefore, I am under an open heaven right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise God. The worship team up here, come on up here, worship team. I want us to stand. We've got a couple more things we got to do before we close. And I didn't do the whole message because I don't want to take too much time this morning. We want to share some things. But worship team, come on out. Praise God. We're going to pray over the worship team, all right? For tonight. It's going to be, you do not want to miss tonight.